прощай, сказав дівчинонько, прощай, дівчино, чорнобривонько, їду в чужую сторононьку. Прощай, дівчино, чорнобривонько, їду в чужую сторононьку. Дай же, дівчино, пустину, може, у бою загину. Денно й ночі закриють очі, легше в могилі спочину. Денно й ночі закриють очі, легше в могилі спочину. Дівчина пустину, поза кубою загину, темної ночі закрили очі, вже він в могилі спочину. Темної ночі закрили очі, вже він в могилі спочину. Прощай, сказав дівчинонько, прощай, дівчино, чорнобривонько, їду в чужую сторононьку. Прощай, дівчино, чорнобривонько, їду в чужую сторононьку.
And from Ukraine, that was Haidamakia, popular rock group with a rock version of a traditional Ukrainian folk tune. It's actually a patriotic song. It's a march. Їхав козак на війноньку. The Cossack marched off to war. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння. При мікрофоні Павліна, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio here on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver. I'm your host, Павліна. Thank you so much for joining me. We've got a great program lined up for you. We've got a traditional recipe for borscht. Probably everyone has a recipe, but it's always good to hear another one, and this one hails back from 1929. It is from that cookbook, Galician Cuisine, and Natalia Buchok will be telling you all about how it was done back then, according to that book anyways. As well, we'll have a Ukrainian Jewish heritage. Volodya Volkov will be narrating again this week, and he'll be telling the story of Babyn Yar, a horrific story with incredible parallels to what's going on in Ukraine right now. As well, we'll have a Rushnichuk story with Stefan Andrusiak, and it will be the final story of Rushnichuk, at least in this particular series that he's been presenting. It is the 40th, and he thought it would be a good time to wrap it up, but I don't think he's going away, but things will be changing a little bit. So stay tuned for all of that as well. We'll have our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music, and quite a bit of it today, because last week it was mostly talk, given the circumstances going on in Ukraine. But today we're going to be telling the story musically a little bit more. So coming up next is Kristina Vulchok, and this is a fairly recent song as well, and it is dealing with what is going on in Ukraine. It is called Herої України не вмирають, Ukrainian Heroes Never Die.
Свистять над майданом висять чорні хмари і з їх ходиму. Безстрашні серця стоять до кінця і голови ложать за Україну. Синів, так гірко плачуть матері, не розповідає, герої України не вмирають, герої України не вмирають. Мирний час загинути за нас, віддати найдорожче змогли. Низький уклін героям усім, хто душу і тіло положив, не вберегли своїх синів, так гірко плачуть матері, героями тепер їх називають. Летять усі вони до раю, не вберегли своїх синів, так гірко плачуть матері, небесна сотня з неба споглядає, герої України не вмирають, герої України. Світе, подивись, ми зуміли, як колись, свою правду, свою волю захистить від цього зло. Ми, сини, дочки, горді прадідів своїх, і пишаються нами. Так гірко плачуть матері, героями тепер їх називають, і полетять усі вони до раю, не вберегли своїх синів. Так гірко плачуть матері, небесна сотня з неба споглядає, герої України не вмирають, герої України не вмирають, герої України не
Thanks to the foresight and generosity of its donors, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been investing in the future of the Ukrainian-Canadian community for the past 50 years. Since 1963, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been funding initiatives that strengthen our Ukrainian-Canadian identity and enhance our Ukrainian-Canadian cultural heritage. These include fine and performing artists and arts groups, museums, cultural centers, education, as well as authors, journalists, and the Ukrainian-Canadian media, including this program. The foundation strives to become the premier not-for-profit foundation in a Canada which acknowledges the Ukrainian-Canadian community as a fundamental component of Canadian society. Nash Holis listeners are encouraged to support this vision through continued donations into the future. To apply for grants, make a donation, or for more information, contact the Shevchenko Foundation at 204-944-9128, toll-free 1-866-524-5314, or visit shevchenkofoundation.com.
Escape and become immersed in a new adventure. It's an experience like no other as the past, present, and future come alive at Canada's National Ukrainian Festival. Experience the culture, the food, the outdoors, and the hospitality. Five fabulous main stage shows, plus the Children's Corner, Heritage Village, Festival Marketplace, parades, dance parties, nightly zabavas, and many entertainers. Weekend passes and camping available. Experience Canada's National Ukrainian Festival, August 1st to 3rd, Dauphin, Manitoba. Get your tickets and weekend camping at cnuf.ca.
Thank you. буде, реко українське, трохи це дивне, лізу побажаю веселого життя, і так же заспіваю, нохай літа, нохай літа, гей-хопа, охака, хопа, весіла, опа, у-ла-ла. Весілля живе, треба танцювати, де дівчата є, зникав і питаю, яке твоє ім'я, я є Марічка, Марічка калакака нас, як там коло вас, гей-хопа, охака, хопа, весілля, опа, у-ла-ла.
And that was Trimbita from Edmonton from their most recent CD, Keep Calm and Polka On. And that was the Yuki Greek Wedding. And Trimbita, of course, will be at Canada's National Ukrainian Festival in Dauphin next weekend, August 1st to 3rd. And they'll be there along with groups like Sluhai, Siege, Party Time Orchestra, Boris Novosad and the Melody Kings, vocalist Valeria, as well as, of course, Ruslana, the feature headline performer from Ukraine. So if you are looking for a Ukrainian festival to take in this summer and you happen to be in Manitoba or Saskatchewan even or anywhere, there's still a week to go. So if you're looking for a great festival to take in, definitely Dauphin is one to consider. And that, of course, festival is held outside of Dauphin, the main part, there's a pardon me, there's a parade in town, but the festival itself is held out at Salaw, a delightful little theme park outside of Dauphin. And again, that's taking place August 1st to 1st, 2nd, and 3rd this year, Canada's National Ukrainian Festival. And coming up next is another performer from Ukraine called Anichka, and she's got a song coming up next about a herb. It's very common in many gardens in North America and in Europe, but and it's used in perhaps Greek cooking as well as certainly of Italian. It is oregano or marjoram, but we're missing a recipe for using this herb in Ukrainian cookery, and there is a song about it, but I have yet to find a Ukrainian recipe using oregano or marjoram. So if anyone has one, please share it with us here at Nash Holos. Meanwhile, here is Anichka to sing all about it, marjoram. Ukrainian food flair with Natalia Buchok and a taste of Galician cuisine from 1929.
Vitaimo, welcome to Ukrainian food flair on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. Today I thought I'd share Olga's recipe for borscht, that old-time signature dish of Ukrainian cuisine. Borscht can also be found in the cuisines of other East European countries. There are probably as many variations of borscht as there are villages in Ukraine, including zeleny borscht or green borscht, of which the predominant ingredient is sorrel. In addition, there are recipes for cold borscht as well as hot and hearty ones. so feel free to improvise and use leftover vegetables to round out any borscht recipe that you want to make. I'm starting with a recipe for pickled borscht because Olga uses pickled borscht to add a sour flavor to her borscht recipe. Wash, peel, and cut into pieces 10 red beets. Place the chopped beets into a ceramic container and cover with previously boiled lukewarm water. Place a piece of bread on the top, cover, and leave in a warm place. When mold begins to grow on the top, carefully skim it off and throw away the wet bread. Pour the liquid into bottles, cover with wax paper, and tie up. Store in a cool place. Now, for the borscht proper, cook a piece of pork along with a few mushrooms and several chopped beets. Add additional vegetables. Some suggestions include carrots, parsley root, onion, leek, shredded cabbage, a piece of celeriac, some potato. Basically, you can get creative here and throw just about any vegetable you have lying around into your soup. Root vegetables are especially good and add heartiness to any borscht. Strain the resulting broth. Add a cup of pickled borscht or 2 tablespoons of a sweet and sour tea made from fermented fungi, a strange-sounding recipe that is included in Olga's cookbook. As mentioned earlier, this will add a sour flavor to the soup. If you don't have pickled borscht, you can substitute with 7 tomatoes that have been minced and sautéed in butter. Salt the emerging borscht and thicken the soup using sour cream mixed with a spoonful of flour. Add a cup of beans that have been soaked and cooked, or, alternatively, use canned beans that have been rinsed and heated. Voila! Olga's version of borscht, which she recommends serving with deviled eggs. Makes me want to go beet shopping and soup making. For added texture and variation, you can choose not to strain the borscht and instead to leave the chopped vegetables in the soup. Some cooks also add chopped dill or parsley for an additional herbal zing. And just think, beets have been shown to have antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, and detoxification properties. Recent studies show that beets provide health support, especially with respect to our eyes and common age-related eye problems. Looks like carrots might have some competition in the eye health department. Beets may also be important for both the prevention and treatment of certain cancer types, but more research needs to be done in this department. Ideally, beets should be steamed for only 15 minutes or less and roasted for under an hour in order to preserve their nutritional properties. Beets are also an excellent source of heart-healthy folate, potassium, a very good source of the antioxidant manganese, a good source of dietary fiber, free radical scavenging vitamin C, copper, bone-healthy magnesium, and energy-producing iron and phosphorus. Wow, who knew? Apparently our ancestors did, but more on that in a future episode. This is Natalia Buchok with Food Flair on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio asking you, are you ready to shop for beets? Get crackin', 'cause winter is a-comin', and there ain't nothing better than a nice hot borscht on a cold winter evening.
Thank you, Natalka. Dyakuyu. Join us again next week for Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. The second annual Babas and Borscht Ukrainian Festival takes place August 23rd and 24th in Andrew, Alberta, featuring Ukrainian music and dance, great Ukrainian food, and even a borscht cook-off, cultural and historical displays and demonstrations. Shop, learn, and explore at Babas Bazaar, special internment camp and Taras Shevchenko tributes, and much more. At the Babas and Borscht Festival, August 23rd and 24th in Andrew, Alberta. For more details and to buy the Baba tickets, go to babasandborscht.ca.
We want you there. You're coming, right?
Coming up next is a group from Ukraine called Black Makola, which means black handgun, and a remake, English lyrics, but definitely a Ukrainian twist to the old John Lennon classic, Imagine.
one has to die. Imagine all the people feeling free again. Imagine there's no hatred. No place for vicious churchmen who lead us to the tomb. Imagine all the idiots leaving us in peace. Say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us and Ukraine will be as one. Bloody propaganda, no violence on this land. Imagine all the soldiers returning home alive. I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you will join us and Ukraine will live as one.
Ви слухаєте українську радіопрограму «Наш голос» радіо українського коріння на багатомовній радіостанції AM1320 у місті Ванкувері. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio on AM1320 CHMB Vancouver. And speaking of imagining, there's no Putin. There's going on a lot in Ukraine and surrounding areas in Eastern Europe. And here is a group from a duet. I think it's a father-son, perhaps. George and George from Georgia, at any rate. And their rendition of Putin Huilo.
Слава героям!
Слава героям!
Ах, не таби! Чи диви го, чи дунья падара, чамаху тамак шенгу шива телегаме, мазара.
Путин хуйло, на-ла-ла-ли-на, на-ла-ла, на-ла-ла-ли-на, на-ла-ла. Налалалина лила, пути хуйло,
лай-най-най-най, да-ра-ра, пути хуйло, лай-най-най-най, да-ра-ра,
Слава героям!
Слава Украине! Слава героям!
Escape and become immersed in a new adventure. It's an experience like no other. Canada's National Ukrainian Festival. Experience the culture, the food, the celebrations, and the music. Backed by popular demand, international superstar Ruslana. Celebrate with nightly zabavas, dance to Sluhai, Sich, and Trembita, and be entertained by Troyanda dancers. Don't miss Ruslana on her Euphoria Tour at the 49th Annual Canada's National Ukrainian Festival, August 1st to 3rd, Dauphin, Manitoba. Get your tickets and weekend camping at cnuf.ca.
Зірка з неба, зависною літо, за зірками вітер,
From the CD Dicky Tansi Wild Dances, that was Ruslana, who will be at Dauphin performing live next weekend. And that was the traditional Ukrainian woodcutter's dance, the Arkan.
This is Stefan Andrusiak from Rushnechok, and you're listening to Nash Holos with host Paulette McQuarrie. Дорогі слухачі, від всіх наших членів оркестри Рушнечок, великий привіт вам! Ви слухаєте радіопередачу «Наш голос».
The long and winding road.
The Long and Winding Road by John Lennon and Paul McCartney is as much about the road remembered as the road still to be traveled ahead. The singer is asking to be led back to your door. This is number 40 and the last in our series of Rushnechok stories. You know, number 40 is probably as good a door as any to stop at. U.S. presidents are limited to 2 4-year terms. In our country, Prime Minister Stephen Harper has suggested that 9 years may be a good term limit for Canadian senators. A couple of years ago, I recommended that branch leaders and the chairs of foundations in Ukrainian organizations might want to consider term limits of their own. Agreeing ahead of time when to step down would encourage better succession planning. It would encourage younger candidates to learn, to step up, and to be allowed to lead. In my province, there are venerable community leaders who have held on to their spot at the top for 40, even 50 years, giving dedicated service to be sure, but shutting down generation after generation of new blood that could have been there at the helm. Well, the idea didn't go very well. Some even found it offensive. So I didn't press any further. I realized it was probably time to quit lobbying. Today, 2 years later, in Toronto, Oshawa, Hamilton, and Windsor, our communities have new leaders at the helm. Some for the first time in decades. It just happened. Knowing when to quit doesn't mean dropping out. Every organization needs valuable knowledge bases that long-serving leaders have acquired over the years, and there is much important work of a different kind to do for them. I opened with the Beatles, but Ukrainians also sing about a long and winding road. The song is called Doroga Dalna, and it tells about travels into uncertainty. The road is distant, the song sings, the outcome unclear, fraught with danger, there are battles ahead, so look out for me, my darling, and I'll always remember you. As for Rushnechok stories, I will be back soon with new, different stories, not about Rushnechok, but stories about living life as Ukrainians across our communities. Stories from around my province of Ontario, my country Canada, maybe even farther afield than that. I want to thank all of our Ukrainian producers and radio hosts. First, thank you for the great work that you're doing in your communities. Also, for the welcome that you've extended to me and to my bandmates in Rushnechok. Some of our programs will be rerunning Rushnechok stories, and I'll do my best to freshen them up for you. As for you, my fellow travelers, I wish you every success on the road ahead. And if you can, when you can, do reach back, extend a hand to an up-and-comer, and teach him and her how to overtake you, how to build on your achievements for the betterment of our Hromada and for our heritage, as we remember those of you who have brought us all this way. I'm Stefan Andrusiak. Goodbye for now.
Як за дальним небосхилом не громи гудуть, їде стрільці наші милі у далеку путь.
Ей, дорога дальна, ей, сльоза вражальна, покотила снів, чи ні за ке.
нехай брон і зрання б'ється неба край. Ці ж мене, моя кохана, з бою вигляда. Пам'ятай свою хорошу в рідному краю, крізь завій, крізь порошу дівчину свою.
Ukrainian Jewish Heritage in cooperation with the Jewish Heritage Museum in Lviv, Ukraine. This special Nash Holos feature is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative based in Toronto, Ontario.
Greetings from the Faina Petrikova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art in Lviv, Ukraine. Babyn Yar is a ravine on the outskirts of Kyiv that has become a symbol of the Holocaust. There are more than 100,000 perished during the Nazi occupation, including 40,000 Jews. Babyn Yar was first mentioned in the historical accounts in 1401 in connection with its sale by a baba, which means an old woman, to the Dominican monastery. Over the course of several centuries, the site was used for various purposes, including military camps and at least two cemeteries, among them an Orthodox Christian cemetery and a Jewish cemetery. The latter was officially closed in 1937. On September 19, 1941, the Nazis occupied Kyiv. 10 days later, on Yom Kippur, they began the mass murder of Jews at Babi Yar. The city's Jews obeyed a Nazi order to assemble there, expecting to be deported, as Nazi propaganda intended. According to German records, in just 2 days, nearly 34,000 Jews were killed. The killing continued for months. The majestic ravine quickly became a mass burial site of Jews, Gypsies, Ukrainians, Russians, Hungarians, and others. Civilian hostages, prisoners of war, patriots, and partisans, including Ukrainian nationalists. The Nazis spared no one, not children, the elderly, nor pregnant women. Patients of the Pavlov Psychiatric Hospital were gassed and then dumped into the ravine. Near Babyn Yar, the Nazis built a concentration camp called Siretz, where they kept their captives and forced them to work before killing them. Those who managed to survive Siretz told of the inhumane conditions they lived in. Every evening, the prisoners had to line up on the square, and each fifth or each tenth was shot. If someone managed to escape, each third was shot. The camp hospital was full of ill, weak, bleeding, and exhausted people. When it became too crowded, the Nazis removed patients, shot them, and dumped them in the ravine. On February 18, 1943, three Dynamo Kyiv football players who took part in the match of death with the German Luftwaffe team were also murdered there. By August 1943, the Red Army was advancing. In an attempt to hide their crimes, the Nazis began a campaign to exhume and destroy the bodies from the mass graves of Babyn Yar. The Nazis forced 327 prisoners to do the horrible job, 100 of whom were Jews from the Zires camp. The prisoners had to dig into mass graves. After being buried for 2 years, many bodies had twisted together. The prisoners had to hack them apart with axes or dynamite them. Then they had to cremate the corpses, some 2,000 at a time. Afterwards, they had to gather any remaining bones from the ashes and crush them, using Jewish tombstones. For 6 weeks, the prisoners carried out this gruesome task. The Nazis drank vodka to drown out the smell and the scenes, but the prisoners were not even allowed to wash their hands. Although exhausted, starving, and filthy, the prisoners still held on to life. On September 29th, 1943, under cover of darkness, 25 of them escaped. 15 survived to tell what they had seen. After the war, the Soviet public learned of the murders through newspaper accounts, official reports, and underground publications. In 1947, preparations were made for a memorial at Babyn Yar to the Jewish victims of Nazi genocide. But in 1948, a Soviet anti-Semitic campaign attempted to eliminate all references to Babyn Yar and remove it from Jewish consciousness. In 1976, the Soviets erected a monument in honor of Soviet victims, but did not recognize the fate of Jews and others. Only after the collapse of the Soviet Union did the new Ukrainian government acknowledge the specific Jewish nature of the site and allow proper memorials there. In 2006, Ukrainian President Viktor Yushchenko hosted a major international commemoration of the 65th anniversary of Babyn Yar. Today, Babyn Yar is a public park within Kyiv city limits. It can be reached by traveling to Dorohozhichi metro station. This is Volodymyr Volkov at the Faina Petrakova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art in Lviv, Ukraine.
Thanks, Volodya. Щиро дякую. Join us again next week for another episode of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative.
Квіточки при кожній повджілиці, а у шинку козашеньки примоти горілиці. Ой, п'ють вина горілки, медом запивають, лиш молодий козашенька грошенят не має. Шинкарочка молода, тайно поцілую, а ти ж мені даси меду чарочку другую. Мій жінка старий я пень, його глядати мушу, пийме ти хоч кожен день, лиш будь мені за мужа. Не пристало козаку за пішку сидіти, можу тебе лиш одненько ніченько любити. Любиш мене, козаченьку, як шинкар не може, намалюй мені маленьку шинкарочку кожу, щоби вшилася в шинку, винай мед носити, шумаку і козакові голову дурити. Я роблю лиш козаків, а дівок не стану, хай буде між шинкарями вашим отаманом. Хитрий буде як шинкар, спритний як козаки, не заплатиш, розрубає з макухи до купа. Шинкарочка з козаком торгувалась нічку, потім медом наповала.
Here's here's what's coming up this week in Vancouver's Ukrainian community. On Wednesdays, catch Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio broadcasting live from Nanaimo to North and Central Vancouver Island, the Gulf Islands, the Sunshine Coast, Washington State, and Greater Vancouver. Wednesdays from 12 to 1 p.m. on CHLY 101.7 FM, Radio Malaspina. This Friday, enjoy a pierogi supper at the Holy Trinity Ukrainian Orthodox Auditorium, 154 East 10th Avenue in Vancouver from 5 till 8 p.m. For details, call Holy Trinity Ukrainian Orthodox Parish at 604-274-8030 or visit uocvancouver.com. Contact TV airs on multicultural channel Omni 1 and on channel 8 on Shaw Cable Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. with a repeat broadcast the following Monday at noon. If you have announcements or story ideas you'd like aired on Contact, please email them at studio@contact.ca. That's studio@kontakt.ca. And at 5 p.m. Sunday evening, slip your radio dial right back here to AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver and join me for another hour of fun here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. In between broadcasts, you'll find upcoming events, program information, audio archives, podcast feeds, and much more at www.nashholos.com.
Escape and become immersed in a new adventure. It's an experience like no other as the past, present, and future come alive at Canada's National Ukrainian Festival. Experience the culture, the food, the outdoors, and the hospitality. Five fabulous main stage shows, plus the Children's Corner, Heritage Village, Festival Marketplace, parades, dance parties, nightly zabavas, and many entertainers. Weekend passes and camping available. Experience Canada's National Ukrainian Festival, August 1st to 3rd, Dauphin, Manitoba. Get your tickets and weekend camping at cnuf.ca.
Ти признайся мені, звідки тебе ті чари, я без тебе сіні, у полоні печалі, може, десь у лісах, ти чар зіла шукала, сонце руту знайшла. І мене зчарувала, а червону руту не шукай вечорами, ти у мене єдина, тільки ти повір, бо твоя врода, твоя чистая вода. Твоє бістрая вода сіні. Бачу я тебе сна у дібровах зелених, не забутих стежках, приходиш до мене, і не треба нести мені квітку надії. Бо давно у житті увійшла мої мрії, а червону руту не шукай вечорами, ти у мене єдина, тільки ти повір, бо твоя врода, твоя чість. Чистая вода, твоя бистрая вода сіні. Шукай вечорами, ти у мене єдина, тільки ти повір, бо твоя врода, твоя чистая вода, то є бистрая вода синів. То є бистрая вода синів.
And from Winnipeg, that was Sofia Bilozor from her CD, Cherivni Melodii, Enchanting Melodies, and Червона Рута, The Red Rue. Ну, ми вже скінчили нашу програму вже часу дому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас цими словами мудрості. Дехто такого вимагає, чого і на світі не буває. And our proverb of the week translates as, some people demand things that cannot be found anywhere in the world. Well, that just about wraps it up for another edition of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. So to take us home, we've got the Canadian Rhythm Masters from Winnipeg and the Husavik Wedding March. So on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and AM 1320, thanks for listening and Dobranich!